At the other end of the room, Conyngham and one of the other chaps were helping Bismarck off with his coat. You could see he was wondering how the devil he'd got into this, but he put a good face on it, pretending to be amused and interested, when they fastened the gloves on him and Jack, and explained what was expected of him. Spotswood led the two of them to the centre of the floor, where a line had been chalked on the boards, and holding one on either hand, called for silence. "This ain't a regular mill," says he. "Shame," cries someone. "No, no," says Spotswood. "This is a friendly exhibition in the interests of good sportsmanship and friendship between nations. Hurrah! Rule Britannia!" from the fellows. "Our old and honoured friend Jack Gully, champion of champions." At this there was a great hurrah, which set old Jack grinning and bobbing. "Has generously engaged to let Herr Otto von Bismarck stand up to him and try, if he can, to hit him fair on the head and body. Mr. Gully engages further not to hit back, but may, if he wishes, use his hands for guarding and blocking. I shall referee." Cries of shame. "Watch out for him, Baron, he's a wrong un. And at my word the contestants will begin and leave off. Agreed? Now, Baron, you may hit him anywhere above the waist. Are you ready?" He stepped back, leaving the two facing each other. It was a strange picture. The big candelabra lit the room as clear as day, shining on the flushed faces of the spectators, sitting or squatting on the furniture piled round the panelled walls. On the sporting prints and trophies hung above them, on the wide, empty, polished floor, on the jumble of silver and bottles and pile plates on the table, with its wine-stained cloth, on the two men toe-to-toe at the chalk line. There was never a stranger pair of millers in the history of the game. Bismarck, in his shirt and trousers and pumps, with the big, padded maulies on his fists, may have been awkward and uncertain, but he looked well. Tall, perfectly built and elegant as a rapier, with his fair, cropped head glistening under the light, he reminded me again of a nasty Norse god. His lips were tight, his eyes narrow, and he was studying his man carefully before making a move. Gully, on the other hand, oh, Gully. In my time I've seen Mace and Big Jack Heenan and Little Sayers, and I watched Sullivan beat Ryan and took £10 off Oscar Wilde over that fight too. But I doubt if any of them could have lived with Gully at his best. Not that I ever saw that best, but I saw him face up to Bismarck, nearly 60 years old. And that's enough for me. Like most poltroons, I have a sneaking inward regard for truly fearless strong men, fools though they may be, and I can have an academic admiration for real skill, so long as I don't suffer by it. Gully was fearless and strong and incredibly skillful. He stood on the balls of his feet, head sunk between his massive shoulders, hands down, his leathery brown face smiling ever so slightly, his eyes fixed on Bismarck beneath beetling brows. He looked restful, confident, indestructible. "Time!" cries Spotswood, and Bismarck swung his right fist. Jack swayed a little, and it went past his face. Bismarck stumbled, someone laughed, and then he struck again, right and left. The right went past Jack's head, the left he stopped with his palm. Bismarck stepped back, looking at him, and then came boring in, driving at Jack's midriff. But he just turned his body sideways, lazily almost, and the German went blundering by, thumping the air. Everyone cheered and roared with laughter, and Bismarck wheeled round, white-faced, biting his lip. Jack, who didn't seem to have moved more than a foot, regarded him with interest and motioned him to come on again. Slowly Bismarck recovered himself, raised his hands, and then shot out his left hand, as he must have seen the pugs do that afternoon. Jack rolled his head out of the way, and then leaned forward a little to let Bismarck's other hand sail past his head. "Well done, mein Herr," he cried. "That was good. Left and right, that's the way. Try again."